swung on, popped up, left field. Kepler is waiting, and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one-hitter for Wheeler.
One-hitter quitter.
One hitter for Zach Wheeler. There it is. One hitter quitter for
Zach
Wheeler.
Come on.
Scott Ferensky on the call yesterday at Citizens Bank Park as Zach Wheeler, an unbelievable performance. Is it just me or is Hugh in a mood? You're in a mood today, Hugh. You're in a chipper.
Hugh every single day.
Hugh is like extra giddy today.
I had a good weekend. It was cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. Happy about.
I didn't go back to back, though. I was trying, but I didn't go back.
Happy about the Zach Wheeler start. Zach Wheeler, incredible yesterday. 9 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. Phillies beat the Reds 3-1. And an incredible weekend for the pitching staff, minus Jesus Luzardo. That's all a different issue on Friday. He really struggled. Maybe it wasn't just the tipping pitches for Luzardo, as we had thought. But
something every other week. Huh?
Ranger was awesome on Saturday. Zach Wheeler, tremendous on Sunday. And the Phils win 2 of 3 again. And the question we have here that we've been talking about a lot today, are you more encouraged by the starting pitching? Are you more discouraged by the offense and the struggles of the lineup? Because again, Phils win 2 of 3. But if you watch that series intently, you'd see the offense didn't have a very good weekend. I mean, Friday, they score 6 runs on Friday. They should have scored like 10. I mean, you go 3 for 13 with runners in scoring position. You don't come through in big moments. Even Kyle Schwarber strikes out with the bases loaded in a big spot yesterday. 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. 1-1 game in the bottom of the sixth. Got runners on the corners, nobody out. You're not able to score a run in that spot. Kepler strikeout, Realmuto strikeout, Bryson Stott worked a walk, and then Brandon Marsh struck out. And I come away from it more discouraged about the offense. I know this starting pitching is great, but we have seen great starting pitching staffs for the Phillies not be able to carry offenses that were lackluster before. We saw it in 2011 where that pitching staff was incredible, but why'd they lose? In Game 5 against the Cardinals, the offense couldn't score a run. We look at last year. The starting pitching in that Mets series was really good. Wheeler in Game 1 was outstanding. 7 innings. Didn't allow a run. Phillies lose that game because the bullpen couldn't hold the lead and the offense couldn't tack on. I'm more worried about the lineup, Hugh. You're more encouraged by the pitching, though, correct?
I'm encouraged by the pitching because this is something that we haven't seen before. You know, when you talk about this pitching staff, and if I'm not mistaken, Kyle, I'm off the top of my head, they've gone longer as a staff, the starting staff, than most other teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think they have the most innings, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and that's something to be proud of. And then you see what Zach did the other night, giving me the big FU. So it's one of those things where if they can figure out, if they can get back to what this offense was probably at the beginning of the season, a little bit in the middle, where they were moving runners and stuff, I think they'll be okay. Because the one thing that we've seen more often in the playoffs than anything is the fact that when they see really good pitching, they go cold. They go super cold. So if they can figure out a way to just manufacture runs, move guys and stuff like that, I think they'll be fine.
And that's the biggest thing, man. Like, when you look at this thing, and this is, I guess, a different conversation, but it ties into this year. I'm still not over last season. Like, I'm still not over
PTSD.
That Mets series. It just, every time I see what we saw this weekend, every time I see something like the Astros series, where the Astros series is the perfect example of why the lineup outweighs the starting pitching for me. Because that series, Ranger was awesome, Wheeler was awesome, Sanchez was awesome, and you got swept because you couldn't score. And you combine that with what happened last year, you combine that with what happened at the end of 2023 against the Diamondbacks, the offense going cold, the offense not being able to come through, it just scares me more than the starting pitching excites me.
Can I offer you a little bit of perspective?
Oh, my God! More perspective.
Well, because we're doing a lot of comparisons to 2011, and I think totally fair to compare the pitching staff to the 2011 pitching staff. But if I'm looking at the offenses, because your point there was that you don't think that the pitching staff is good enough to uplift a lackluster offense. And, you know, we'll see. Like, I understand that they're going to be hot and cold. But, as I mentioned earlier, top 10 offense in the majors this season, if you look around the rest of the league. And
Mickey Mouse.
Squarely above league average. 2011, I'm just pulling up OPS, batting average, stuff like that. Below league average in almost all those categories that year. this offense is still better than that one that year. I think it kind of evens itself out a little bit. I'm not feeling 2011 vibes with the crap offense and the really good pitching staff. I think it's a little bit more balanced, just a little bit.
And now, I'm not saying his career is going to go down the same path as this guy's career did, but any 2025 Bryce Harper giving you some 2011 Ryan Howard vibes a little bit?
Ooh.
As far as being the guy who was the main point in the lineup, the guy who was going to be your main kind of run producer, kind of falling off a little bit. Like, again, I think long term, hopefully Bryce can bounce back better than Ryan Howard did, but that's a big piece of your lineup, no pun intended, that the Phillies couldn't rely on as much that year.
That was a good pun.
That they can't rely upon this year. So that any reminiscent vibes to you, Kyle, of that?
I think it's a pretty good comparison. And so that's the one thing that I think it gives me the biggest pause when it comes to the offense, is that I think they need a better version of Bryce Harper than this, at least, to go deep into the playoffs and accomplish what we want them to. I will say, I think we will see a better version of Bryce Harper than the one that we have right now. But for a little bit more perspective, TK, these numbers that I'm telling you that are above league average and top 10, it's without Bryce for a good chunk.
I don't like perspective, Kyle. I just don't like perspective, Kyle.
I'm refreshed.
Oh, my God.
Had a vacation.
How many times have you said the word perspective?
A lot, man. Yeah.
A lot of
beers on vacation, too. So
what were you drinking? What was your beer choice on the weekend?
Dude, I mean, just whatever they got local, man.
Your IPA got all right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
We were talking during the break earlier. I can't do the IPAs anymore with the same kind of frequency that I did before. They're just too heavy. Too heavy on you.
So what is your drink of choice?
I don't know where I was going with that.
You've softened a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, beer's a lot. It's filling.
It is, man. It'll bloat you.
Yeah, beer's filling. I'm more of a liquor guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can do the
like dark liquor.
Yeah.
or
okay.
It's just funny. But I mean, you know, bourbon. I should just say bourbon. Bourbon. Yeah. But the stateside is great. Y'all like the vodka?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I love those. Those statesides are awesome. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes, we will get to the all-star selections and who made it from the Phillies, who did not make it from the Phillies, and whether Kyle Schwarber will be performing in the Home Run Derby next Monday night. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our buddy Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry. What's going on,
what's up,
man?
Fellas?
What's going on,
how
man?
You doing?
How you doing? All right, you.
What's up, Jerry? Where you at today, man?
Well, I'm down here looking for some L lizards and some gators in the skunk cape. So I'm down here.
It's early, Jerry. Too early for that talk.
I'm just here. That's why you know how to abbreviate a little bit.
Right.
You might know what I'm talking about.
You say, wait a minute.
Warm down here, but you know.
I had
we'll talk about it. During
the
break.
I can't share it.
Yeah.
You said he's looking. Remember the skunk ape? Where you and Jerry are Bigfoot guys.
Yeah. Oh, got you.
The skunk ape is, I think,
that's the word. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. You know what I was thinking about?
The skunk ape. Yeah, that's what
I was thinking about. They were called the lounge lizards. I was thinking about the truck
stop. That's what I was saying. We'll talk about during the break. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
That's after hours, Hugh. That's after hours.
I'm looking at a free skunk.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. TK, I agree with what my brother said. I don't think we're going to see anything different. I don't even know if Dombrowski's going to make a move. And if he does, I don't know who he's going to get. There's not much out there unless he gives up a bunch. And I don't think they want to give up anything.
Well, that'd be a problem, Jerry. I mean, they
I know.
They got to get – the Phillies need to understand at this deadline – you're going to need to give some guys up. And, yeah, it's going to suck. It'll hurt to give up some of your top prospects. But you can't waste this kind of pitching. Like, you can't waste this kind of pitching staff. You need to go for it now.
I know. I mean, because the way they've been, you know, Zach Wheeler yesterday, and of all people to have to hit the stupid home run yesterday was our unfortunate dude from last year, Hayes. I mean, that was just hurtful because I was – I was like, man, he's going to pace, maybe throw a perfect game or a no-hitter or something. He was right on. He was on. And then he's still gassing at 98, 99 in the ninth inning.
It was their only base runner, Jerry. Their only base runner was Hayes on that home run. Aside from that, it was a perfect game.
You know, and as much as I hate to say it, I am sick and tired of when they have men in scoring position and you got a guy like Castellanos coming up there, swings at three pitchers, can't hit none of them. A lot of his numbers are hollow, in my opinion. Stott was the only one that saved us, and he's just having a rough year. I really like him, man. If he can get to be a 250 to 280 hitter, man, he's going to help the team a lot. But he's just not hitting this year. And Bryce is, he's just getting old. I think, as Rhea was saying, you know, when you swing the violence that he swings for the last 14, 20 years of his life,
that's a long
time. You know, things start to creep in on you that you don't expect to, you know. But I hope he comes out of it. Maybe he's getting some cortisone shots in his wrist or something to keep the pain down, so he can just go up there and start.
I don't think he with the cortisone. Cortisone nowadays, cortisone break down the muscle tissues.
I don't think
they use that anymore.
I don't know if that would work like long term with them, Jerry. But Jerry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. You be safe out there.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later, man.
Have a good one, man.
All right, take it easy, Jerry.
All right, fellas.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate the call. It always makes me nervous when he does that, like on the road. Doesn't seem like it's too safe. It could spook other drivers out there. You know?
Blowing a horn?
This big truck starts honking his horn out of nowhere.
Look, it hurts my ears back here with my headset on. Imagine being right next to it and all of a sudden a massive 18-wheeler's blasting the horn.
That could be a little unnerving.
Yeah. I just want to make sure everybody's safe, that's all. Yes. But thank you to Jerry for the call. But we do need to talk about the All-Star selections a little bit, because that came out last night. Obviously, Phillies didn't have anybody voted in by the fans as starters. But two players were selected. Zach Wheeler, obviously, we all knew who he was going to go. But Kyle Schwarber gets selected as the other Philly. Now, the three that do not make it, that I think everybody kind of expected to, or at least one was Trey Turner. Trey Turner doesn't make it. Neither does Christopher Sanchez. Neither does Ranger Suarez. Of those two, which one do you think is the biggest snub?
I would probably say Sanchez.
Okay.
When I you said of the two, right? The two pitchers.
Well, I would I said of the three.
Who's the third?
Trey.
Okay, Trey. Because I was thinking I was thinking that Trey went last year, should have been able to go this year. So yeah, him. If it was just been the two, it would have probably been Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I've been very critical of Trey Turner. I'm not the biggest Trey Turner fan since he's been here. That being said, I mean, this is absolutely a snub of Trey Turner. I mean, he leads the National League in hits. He has better numbers than a lot of the infielders who got selected did. I think Trey Turner absolutely got snubbed. And then, I mean, Sanchez or Ranger. I know it's hard generally.
I think Ranger got started a little bit too late.
I agree with you. I think that's what hurt him more than anything, is missing that month. And in general, it's just hard to get three guys from the same rotation in the All-Star game. But either him or Sanchez, one of those guys deserved to go.
You know what's funny about Trey? Because I think that a lot of people felt that he went last year. Who was hurt last year? Betts. Mookie was hurt last year. And that was the reason people felt that he went, because Mook was hurt. But this year, it was weird because he was more deserving this year. So, yeah, that one was kind of weird.
Yeah, that one was tough and I think pretty frustrating. What do you think, Kyle? Of those three, which one do you think got snubbed the worst?
So just based off of the numbers alone, Trey's had a better season than Lindor, who made it. I know Topper said this the other day. I kind of agree. Like, you could, maybe besides Lizardo, you could have definitely sent Ranger, Sanchez, and Wheeler to the All-Star game, but they need representation from other guys. So, I don't know. I guess I would say the biggest snub of all of those guys, it's probably the Turner one, even though, you know, we feel how we feel about him as a defensive player, and I don't want to hear any of the crap about the errors and stuff, because they don't even score errors anymore. But, I mean, just offensively, Trey's probably had his best season as a Philly. So, I would say Trey's probably the biggest snub.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know,
nothing like egregious, though.
I don't know. I think it's pretty egregious, man. I mean, he leads the National League in hits.
Wow.
He's had a great season. And now I'm in the weird spot of defending Trey Turner, who I rip constantly.
Well, not attacking him. I'm just like,
perspective, Kyle.
No. Perspective is that it's not that crazy. I don't think he's blowing away everybody else.
I don't know how you lead the league in hits and you don't make the All-Star.
Because you're a bad defender.
I can't argue that. I mean, I can't argue with that. I don't know. I think Trey not making it is pretty egregious. And also one of the starters, and this is one thing I need to mention real quick. This is ridiculous that Rob Manfred gets to have a Legends pick for each of the leagues. Why do we need a So he picks Clayton Kershaw with his Legends selection. Clayton Kershaw shouldn't be an All-Star this season. That takes a spot away from Christopher Sanchez or Ranger Suarez. What are we doing with, you earn your way to the All-Star game. When did this Legends thing start?
Yeah, maybe that one's probably, if I had to pick the most egregious one, a Philly starter should be in over Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
I don't need to see Clayton Kershaw in the All-Star game right now.
Clayton Kershaw's a choker anyway. Most overrated pitcher in the history of baseball.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean,
came in hot. Came in
chokes
hot
in the
today,
playoffs
huh?
every year. Terrible.
But man, I'm not about that.
I'm sorry.
I'm letting you cook.
These are the legends.
He doesn't like to go there with you.
Well, I think it's funny, but I don't like, you know.
He'll instigate. He won't.
He's a rabble rabble.
Like when you're talking about with Bryce Huff.
My two problems with the All-Star game, though, the Legends pick and this nonsense about every team needing a representative, too. I mean,
that is kind of fun, though.
You should have to earn your way in. Come on.
I don't need to see a Rocky in the All-Star game just because
Kyle
he represents
Stowers?
The Rockies.
Yeah, Kyle Stowers of the Marlins in the All-Star game?
They're all-inclusive, though. Major League Baseball is all-inclusive.
Making it sound like a resort.
Awesome. No, I'm just saying it is all-inclusive. Well, it is kind of like a resort.
Yeah. Earn your way in. That's all I'm saying. And also with Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber last night was asked about whether he'd participate in the All-Star or the Home Run Derby since he's going to be in the All-Star game. Says he will not participate in the Home Run Derby. Are you guys disappointed in that? That disappoints me because with some guys you look at and you think, it might hurt their swing. Kyle Schwarber would have been fine. I would have loved to see him out there in the Derby next week.
I think he's looking at it like it's bigger fish to fry. And you know what we saw what happened to Alec Bohm after he went to the All-Star game and had a girlfriend. It was kind of, I think it was a combination of both things, to be totally honest. And his swing was just kind of terrible.
But Bohm wasn't a home run hitter, though.
Kyle doesn't want to take that chance. I respect
it.
What?
See, that bothers me.
What's that?
No, I don't know. Because I am disappointed that Kyle Schwarber's not going to be in the Home Run Derby. And, it's nothing to do with, really it has everything to do with the fact that I just want to see... the home run, I don't care about the All-Star game, really, seeing my players playing the All-Star game, whatever. They're going to get a few innings doing whatever they do. But the All-Star game's fun, and I like seeing Phillies represented in the Home Run Derby. And I don't believe the whole nonsense about it ruins your swing or it makes you go into a slump afterwards. I think what happens is, and people miss this, you get selected based off of how good you are in the first half of the season. A lot of times these guys... are really, really good in the first half of the season. And what happens in baseball over two halves of a season is that you start to regress back to the mean a little bit. So he's probably, the reality of it is whether he plays in the Home Run Derby or not, he's probably going to, regress back to the mean a little bit in the second half anyway with the amount of home runs he hits. I don't buy the whole, it ruins your swing or the whole Home Run Derby curse. I think that stuff's crap. So if you're going to tell me that you're glad that he's not in the Home Run Derby, because it's going to ruin his second half of the season, shut up.
Well, I think it can be. I think that can be there for guys who aren't home run hitters. Like a guy like Alec Bohm, I get it a little more. But Schwarber, this is what he does. Yeah. This is all he does is hit.
But that's kind of my point. With Alec Bohm, we see how few home runs he hits right now. He's not a home run hitter. He was in the Derby because he had a few extra home runs that he normally would have in the first half of the season. He was bound to not hit as many in the second half. I don't think it had anything to do with being in the Home Run Derby. I think he just wasn't that good of a home run hitter to begin with, and he had a good half selected.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So Kyle Schwarber, want to know, are you upset that he will not participate in the Home Run Derby next Monday night? I am. I think it would have been fun. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Thank you, TK. Before I get to the Cowboys and Phillies, I'm sorry, TK, for getting you in the middle of that loser, narcissist, podcaster Aaron from San Diego. I'm sorry, it's Kyle's fault. Kyle seems to love it when your listeners turn the radio off when Aaron comes on. So I'm sorry about
that. Nobody does that with you.
Man, this is an impossible feud for me to side with anybody on, honestly. I don't like either
Kyle,
of you guys, Jim.
Let's not forget, Kyle, I'm a top five caller for a reason, okay? People want to listen to what
who?
I have to say. To Jack Fritz said I'm a top five caller. So people want to hear what I have to say. Right, Hugh?
I don't know what he knows.
Right, Hugh?
Why are you pulling me into this, dog? Why are you pulling me into this, dog? I'm just sitting here chilling.
I need your help, you. You know something? You know what the Cowboys need? They need Dom. You know, and
big
I
they need
Dom.
A big Dom. They can't have him.
I need Big Dom down there because this Turpin, you know, I can't have another. My season started off really good, and now it's took a turn. And I've gotten to know Dom over the years, and it's like, we need Dom in Dallas.
You know, why does anybody care about Kevontae Turpin right
Because
now?
He's an up-and-coming star.
No, he's not.
Why? Because you say that? You know, go back. Go take
no,
a
because I have a brain.
Like
what are you talking about?
What happened with Kevontae Turpin, by the way?
What happened?
He got arrested for pot charges, I think.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Pot?
Yeah. He had a weapon, and he had
The weapon.
Oh, the weapon.
Yeah, that's
a weapon.
Probably a bigger deal than the
weapon's
yeah.
burying the lead there. Huh?
Yeah, the weapon. You just,
yeah, so I just need that. But why would anyone want to go to the Philadelphia Phillies? Why would a starter want to go to the Phillies? Okay, all you're going to do is bring him in. He's not going to start. He's going to be a utility player. And you're hoping that this guy you bring in is going to knock in all the runs that you can't get. You know, with runners in scoring position. And then if he doesn't do that, your multimillionaires can't do that. I mean, this is what you do. And then you'll trash the poor guy, and then he'll leave, and then, you know, be the only guy who hits a home run against Zach Wheeler.
Jim, I have no clue what you're talking about. What, you're defending Austin Hayes? The guy stunk here last year, Jim.
Do you not listen to what I just said? I say, why would any starter want to come to Philadelphia and play? They're not going to start, for one thing. You know, and then you're hoping that the guy is going to hit, you know, drive in the runs that nobody else can do. Why would anyone want to do that?
Well, so Jim, your call-in is to defend Max Kepler and Austin Hayes?
You know, people do like Max Kepler. What I hear from fans is they like these guys, but all you guys do is trash them because they're not driving in the runs that the multimillionaires are doing. So what do? You don't trash anybody else, but you don't trash Trey Turner, Schwartz, nobody else. But you trash the guy that comes in that you're hoping can make the team, you know, get more runs scored. That's
Jim,
you
haven't heard people criticize Trey Turner over his career here? Are you crazy?
Right, because he stinks at shortstop, and he shouldn't be in the All-Star game. He shouldn't be there, and they don't. And the Phillies should. Nobody should be in the home run hitting contest because after they do that, they stink. After that, they can't hit anything after a home. So Schwarber should not go and be hitting in the home run derby. So,
all right,
that's why I'm a top five caller.
No, Jim,
people want to hear what I have to say.
Jim, this is a brutal call. Appreciate the call, but a brutal call. I don't know who to side with, Hugh, Jim or Aaron in San Diego. They're both incredibly annoying.
Jim, Cowboy Jim gets good bourbon, though, man.
You're a Cowboy Jim.
Well, I mean,
Jim guy,
I mean, he got good. He got good bourbon. I mean, you know,
he does. Yeah, what is he like?
Well, you see, he gave me a bottle of bourbon.
He's been bought off.
Remember, they sent a young lady, Jasmine and Honeysuckle, with the nice little leather pants on. I'm just saying. Aaron ain't did nothing like that. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm neutral in this.
You can be bought off very easily.
Neutral. No, I'm just saying. He didn't buy my loyalty. He just bought my silence. It's the difference.
Okay. That's fair enough.
It's essentially the same thing.
It's not.
Yeah. If you break it down.
No, it's not.
You got to rip the guy.
I mean,
he's Cowboy Jim.
Bad Jim.
He's talking to him like he's dog. Bad Jim. Bad. 215.
Bad host. almost.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You can get in on all this stuff with the Phillies on the phones coming up. Are you more encouraged by what you're seeing with the pitching or discouraged by the Phillies' offensive struggles, the home run derby, and the all-star game stuff? Who got snubbed from the Phillies? Also, we'll get to the latest on Aaron Nola, what the plan is with him during the all-star break. Ranger Suarez and Andrew Painter, when could we see him up with the big club? All that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, everybody. Hatfield just dropped something really special. It's marinated carnitas, and they're boneless. You know what I did with mine? I put it in a crock pot, TK.
Nice.
And I let it like do the crock pot thing, and I made like quesadillas. Ugh. Like a little quesadilla, little tacos and quesadillas.
Sounds good.
This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is next level. This new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whatever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork, people. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.